This is an absolutely historic day for all of us, for the vulnerable countries as well as for our development partners. We have been through the UN process for various other subjects and focuses before, but this time we're doing an agreement that has really far-reaching implications for the human race, not only for our small extended families. We have received nothing but cooperation from the Secretary General and the UNFCCC. They've actually recognized that we are the face of climate change, our vulnerable groups, and we've received support and good guidance from them all along. We appreciate it very much. And the next thing that we need to do is put words into action, and that's going to be a little bit more difficult, I think, but I think we're up for it.
And tell us about putting words into action. What would that mean for the Marshall Islands?
For the Marshall Islands, it would mean building up the platforms that we need to implement. The implementing agency necessities is there. We also need to connect needs with finances and technological support. We need to change the way that the approach to financing has been applied to vulnerable countries, and we need to short-circuit that to make up for the imminent threat of climate change.
And finally, for the whole Pacific region, what does the climate change agreement bring?
First thing is hope, because at one point we were told that there was no chance it would happen. But some of the features in it, including the 1.5 reference, the five-year cycle of review, the loss and damage issue, all of those will allow for ratcheting up the ambition so that even if Paris Agreement itself does not meet the requirements of lowering it to 1.5, we have the opportunity to, in fact, lower it by new ambition and new targets. So it's for us the only platform of hope that we can offer to the people for the future.